Hello and welcome to Fan to the Fan, a podcast dedicated to Montana Grizzlies football and basketball. I am your host, Adam Healy, and welcome to another episode. Today we are going to be talking about the latest two-game slide that the Montana basketball team has been going on. Also, we'll get into the Big Sky tourney here coming up here in the next week. And then I would want to talk about football and the 37 jersey that I think might be or wear, who will be wearing that jersey this year. Again, we are Fan to the Fan. If you have questions, things that you disagree with, please get a hold of us. We want to hear from you. You can get in contact with us at Twitter at underscore Fan to the Fan, and you can also find us on our Facebook page at Fan to the Fan. We want to get in contact. We want to make this as interactive with other Grizzlies fans as possible, so get a hold of us. This last weekend was a huge weekend for Grizz basketball. They had UNC, Northern Colorado coming in, and also Southern Utah. They were playing for a share of the Big Sky title. A lot of things at stake. The UNC game did not go as planned. We wound up losing that game. The Southern Utah game was up and down, back and forth, and we did not come away with that game as well. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to do what I like to call basketball by the numbers. I broke down key stats from both Montana and their opponents and kind of got the average looking at both of those games, trying to find what went wrong. Some things you can just say, hey, that's why they lost. There's some things that are kind of hidden in the numbers that you can see why we lost that game. So let's get into the numbers. So let's break down the numbers. The UNC game, we lost 64-71. A lot of part of that was back and forth. It was a great push at the end by the Grizz to make it a game. We were losing by 16 points and cut it down to single digits. The Southern Utah game went into overtime, and we lost 80-85. There are some big things that I wanted to kind of talk about. I broke down the first half and second half field goal percentages from 2 points and 3-point line, turnovers and points off turnovers, free throws, and how many we made, and the rebounding numbers and the turnover numbers as well. So if you look at the average of those games, those Southern Utah and Northern Colorado, you just look at Montana's field goal percentage. First half, the Grizz were shooting 46.31% in the first half from two-point range. Second half, they were shooting 40.025%. If you compare that to their opponent, their opponents in the first half were shooting 44.64%, and in the second half, they were shooting 54.55%. Now, that's a whole lot of numbers. What does it mean? Well, it means that we didn't make as many shots as them, and it depends on the shot. If you're looking at good shots versus bad shots, we tend to take more ill-advised shots than other teams. Now, not all the time, but there's a good amount of time that shots are questionable. Let's go into the three-point line. The first half for the Grizz and the average of those two games, 18.75%. That is pretty bad. Second half percentage is a lot better, 35.75%. If you look at the opponent, though, the opponent there is beating us, too. 26.135% in the first half and 47.22% in the second half from three. You can't win a basketball game in this era without shooting a decent percentage from three. The last two games, the Grizz have not shot great shots from the three-point line, and the numbers show that. And plus, giving your opponent allowing them to shoot 47% in the second half shows me that there might be some gaps in our defense. So let's go into the turnovers. One area that we needed to win in this weekend, and we did. I know Coach DeKerr was really adamant about winning that area, and we did. The average for the Grizz is 10.5 turnovers a game, and the average for our opponent was 14.5 a game, which is great because hopefully you're turning those turnovers into points. Unfortunately, it didn't happen that way. Points off of turnovers. The Grizz averaged 8 points off of turnovers a game. Opponents averaged 10.5 points off of turnovers. So we are winning the turnover battle, but not winning the war. This next area kind of goes into the one of the facts that I said earlier. Free throws. Now, I'm just going to put this out there. The Southern Utah game was horrendously officiated. There was something like 55 to 60 fouls called and upwards to 60-some free throws taken. Southern Utah made 32 of their 40-some free throws. That's not basketball. That's referees controlling the game and slowing down the pace of play. So on average, the Grizz took 18.5 attempts at the free throw line. Their opponents, I know this is going to be skewed by the Southern Utah game, took 34.5 attempts at the free throw line. Now the next number is that we made 13 on average free throws and the opponents made 25. Now, outside of the Southern Utah game, they're getting to the line more because they're being more aggressive and they're getting themselves to the line. This is where I referenced earlier that they weren't taking great shots. Now, there could have been like a jump shot or a nice mid-range jumper, and that's fine. But if you're being more aggressive, you're getting into the line more, you're shooting more free throws, and more often than not, you're getting more of the foul calls called on the other team, especially in the UNC game where you have a point guard that was lighting us up. I wish they would have gotten and taken advantage of his foul trouble in the first half and built on it in the second half. Especially how the Grizz have been shooting the three-point field goal. If you're not getting yourself to the line and if you're not giving yourself easy points off of turnovers, you're going to have a long night. The other opponents have been shooting really well on our defense. From two-point field goal range and averaging pretty good in the 30s from three-point range. We knew that. I knew that going into this weekend that defense was going to have to be really, really good and shutting down some of these great players that we have in the Big Sky Conference. Also, I wanted to throw in there that on average, we got out-rebounded by 4.5 rebounds. Now, I know that that's not a huge margin. We also are probably a little bit smaller than the lineups in the Big Sky. I'm not too terribly smaller, but we are a little bit. That can pay dividends and it can also hurt you as well. What do the Grizz do here from here? Well, they've got a couple days off. Hopefully they rest up, they get their heads clear, and they really focused on this tourney. Big Sky tourney and also the other conference tourneys, it's crazy that other teams are vying for a spot in the dance. So just because it happened in the regular season does not mean that it's going to happen in the conference tournament. It is craziness when it comes to these conference tournaments. Also, they are playing in Boise. And also in Boise, they are playing at a hockey rink. Hopefully, they are putting that facility in a good spot where there's no injuries. I've seen a lot of injuries when they do those types of putting the basketball floor on top of the ice, and there's a lot of precipitation, and so the logos on the floor might be a little bit more slippery. Hopefully we don't have any injuries to any of the teams out there, that we have some great games that are great to watch. We will play the winner of Idaho State and Northern Arizona. So it's a little tricky playing in conference tourneys. In most leagues, depending on the setup, you're playing this team for the third time. Now, I know there's other conferences that don't play twice in a year, and then they might be seeing a new team that first time. This won't be the case for the Grizz. They've played Northern Arizona twice, and they've played Idaho State twice. Both games for Northern Arizona were pretty good, tight games. And also for Idaho State, there was one that was a 13-point, 14-point game, and also a pretty close one, 3 or 4 point win. So who would I like to see? You know, I have no clue. The gut says Idaho State, but you just never know in these conference tourneys because of the craziness. The what's at stake, you don't know how these players are going to react because of how much pressure is on them, and just because somebody can get hot at the right time and that can carry on through that conference tournament into the dance. I do see us getting past the winner of Northern Arizona and playing Northern Colorado in the semis. And hopefully revenging our losses this year to them and beating Eastern Washington to buy a bid into the NCAA tournament, where if we are there, I believe that we could probably pull an upset depending on the team that we get out of the bracket. To do that, let's look at what we're going to have to do to get better in just a couple of days. We have to shoot it better. We have to shoot better from two-point range and three-point range. We have to shoot better, and our defense has to get to a point where we're shutting down the opponent in both halves. Also, I would like to see the Grizz go inside and outside, and it doesn't have to be just throwing it into the post and throwing it back out. It can be driving it, but they're not filling the holes very well when someone's driving. They are standing and looking. And when that happens, the defense can collapse and get a steal. The passing lanes might not be as clear. And so a lot of the tendencies is a player will drive and the Grizz are not filling those holes where they can get an open jump shot. Also, they have to get to the free throw line and they have to limit the opponent getting to the free throw line. There is no way that you're going to be winning a game when the other team is doubling the amount of free throws that they are shooting. That means that they have to be aggressive and drive it to the hoop, and they have to make sure they're getting fouls. And when they're getting fouls, they have to make their free throws. Also, one of the other key things that I've seen this last two games is Kendall Manuel not having the best nights. I feel bad for the guy. Really great shooter, great player. He has not really showed up in the last two games. I know that some people are going to say, well, he had 19 points in the Southern Utah game. He had 19 points on 19 shots, and he also was 5 for 5 from the free throw line. He shot, I think, like 6 of 19 for the game, which isn't great, especially the three-point percentage was not great as well. In the Northern Colorado game, he had 2 points. If he can become more consistent, like he has been pretty much through the whole season, he's been a really consistent guy, consistent three-point shot, and really a guy that if Pridgett isn't doing well, a guy that can step into that role and take over a game. I believe that he will get back on, but these last two games were a struggle, especially the Northern Colorado game, where it was really hard for him to get a shot to fall down. And that also was hard on Pridgett, because then he was feeling that pressure and taking over the game. Also, it'll be really interesting to see how our freshmen play in a conference tournament, being their first conference tournament. So I want to turn from basketball to football. I know spring practices are getting to the second week this next week. I just wanted to throw out the 37 jersey. It's interesting who will take over that, since Jesse Sims is now gone and Dante Olsen is now gone. I know that Dante Olsen didn't have a 37 jersey. Jesse Sims did the last 2 years. So going into it and looking at who could possibly take over and take over that 37 jersey, I went into both defense and offense. I don't think that the offense would get the 37 jersey, but there are some really cool possibilities that I would love to see. I don't think they will happen, but I would love to see. And then I'll go into who I think will get it. There's probably four people that I think will have a chance for it. And then I'll give my one person that I think will probably most likely get it. So just to make it interesting, I want to give my players on the offensive side that I think might have a chance for it, but in the end, I don't believe they really will have a chance, because I think it'll go to defense and stay in the defensive area. I would totally love to see a offensive lineman get the 37 jersey. Now, I don't know if that's a possibility, because I don't know if there are any restrictions from the NCAA that has a certain number that linemen have to have, but there are some possibilities for an offensive tackle. Dylan Cook could wear the jersey. Also, Bryson Deming, tight end, could get it. And also, the one that I would love to see get it would be Mitch Roberts, wide receiver. Now, do I think that the offense is going to get this number? I don't think so. I think it's going to stay in the defense. And so there's some defensive players that I think have a shot for this. I'm going to throw out five names that I believe have a chance on the defensive side, and then I'm going to cut it down from there. So, Braden Deming, defensive end; Cole Rosling, defensive tackle; Marcus Wennell, linebacker; Robbie Houck, safety; and Jace Lewis, linebacker. Let's cut that list. Who do I think has, on the defensive side, a shot at this? Well, we're going to be looking at two linebackers and a safety. I believe that Marcus Wennell will have a chance, and Robbie Houck and Jace Lewis. Now, let's rank those. Who do I think has the best shot at getting the 37 jersey? I believe that Jace Lewis has the best chance to get it. And after that, I believe that Marcus Wennell will have the best shot at that, and then Robbie Houck. I could be totally off, and somebody in spring practices might come up and take that jersey, but I don't think the realistic possibility of that happening is not very high, and I do believe it comes down to those three guys that are going to be starting position defense for us this next year, I believe. That's going to do it for this episode of Fan to the Fan. I'm not going to say it enough. You can follow us on Twitter at @_FanToTheFan, and also our Facebook page at Fan to the Fan. We want to make this as interactive as possible. So that means I need you guys to follow us. I need you guys to message us, ask questions, disagree with me, and tell me your thoughts. We want to make this as the best podcast, most interactive podcast that gets your guys' voice out there for Montana Grizzlies basketball and football. So I need your help in doing that. So feel free to do that by subscribing and following us and rating and reviewing us on on Spotify. We're also on Apple Podcasts and also on Google Podcasts as well. We will see you on the next episode of Fan to the Fan. So, go Grizz.